Good Monday. Today is January the 20th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the wildfires out in California have been talked about a lot, dealing with the Santa Ana winds and potential climate change impacts. We're going to take a look at that, as well as fertilizer prices making agricultural headlines. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Weather news making agricultural headlines for a Monday. The year 2025 was not even 2 weeks old when a $1 billion climate and weather disaster happened. This time, the ongoing catastrophic wildfire events in Southern California. Now, they began back on January 7th, and since then, a combination of harsh dryness, low humidity, and what is described as some of the strongest Santa Ana winds since 2011 have torched the Los Angeles area. Santa Ana winds, which occur when very large air pressure differences east to west produce extremely dry and warm sloping winds, they're a part of the weather and climate scene in Southern California. However, these winds typically occur during the fall, not in the winter. In addition, recent large swings in precipitation from very wet to being bone dry have played a big part in setting up this event as well. These big and relatively fast transitions produce what is termed hydroclimate whiplash. In Southern California, heavy precipitation during the last 2 years enticed thick vegetative growth in the region. Then came the dryness, and since May of 2024, LA County has received only 0.16 inches of precipitation. Plants dried up, and when the winds came, fire danger then was heightened. The California fire disaster has a tie-in to world climate patterns as well. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's World Climate Assessment for 2024 that was released back on January 10th noted that the Earth had the warmest year on record going back to 1850, with surface temperatures being 2.32 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average. And in addition, the heat content of the upper oceans was a record high. In the oceans, the top 2,000 meters, which is about 6,600 feet, was a record high in 2024. NOAA noted that the five highest values have all occurred in the last 5 years, and the ocean heat records go back to 1958. Now, with the ocean heat, stronger and more resilient upper air high pressure centers, which drive the harsh fire creating winds, can develop, and these ocean heat waves are becoming stronger and larger because of the heat trapped by increasing human generated greenhouse gases, they say. So these persistent and unusual weather patterns will probably become more common. That according to the Woodwell Climate Research Center's senior scientist, Jennifer Francis. Now, here in the Midwest and even across the Great Plains, it's tempting to look at the devastation in California as strictly a West Coast problem. After all, it is a desert. There's not much rain that goes on anyway, so of course fires will happen. But the factors which led to the Los Angeles fires were out of bounds even for the far west, and they have happened elsewhere as well. Just 3 years ago, you may recall, on December the 15th of 2021, a derecho tore through central U.S. with incredibly intense winds, tornadoes, and yes, even fire damage in parts of Kansas and Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska had a maximum wind speed of 93 miles per hour, and just as in the California fires, extra vegetative growth from the mild fall with periods of rain meant more dry fuel to support that fire development. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Retail fertilizer prices started 2025 mixed, now continuing the same trend as the end of 2024. Prices for all eight major fertilizers saw no significant movement in either direction during the first week of January. Average retail fertilizer prices for five fertilizers were slightly higher than previous months. Those were potash, which had an average price of $444 a ton, 1034-O had an average price of $615 per ton, anhydrous ammonia was at $735 a ton, UAN-28 was at $326 a ton, and UAN-32 was at $365 per ton. Prices for the remaining three fertilizers were slightly lower than a month ago. DAP had an average price of $738 a ton, MAP at $808 a ton, and urea was at $490 per ton. If we break that down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 53 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 45 cents a pound, UAN-28 was 58 cents a pound, and UAN-32 was 57 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Now, compared to a year ago, three fertilizers are now higher in price. MAP is 1% more expensive, while both DAP and 10-34-0 are 2% higher looking back to last year, but the remaining five fertilizers are lower than a year ago. UAN-28 is 3% less expensive, anhydrous is down 5%. Both urea and UAN-32 are 7% less expensive, while potash is 13% lower compared to 1 year ago. Now, in industry news, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, as well as partner institutions, have received $5 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Energy Advanced Research Projects Agency to develop a new variety of corn called NSAVE, and this new variety will reduce nitrogen fertilizer use and greenhouse gas emissions while maintaining crop yields, according to a news release from the university. The Illinois-led project will integrate traits from a wild relative of corn to conserve nitrogen and reduce greenhouse gas emissions while at the same time increasing nutrient use efficiency of corn. NSAVE Corn aims to lower costs for farmers and reduce the country's reliance on foreign fertilizer imports. Implementing NSAVE traits in commercial maize will require no new infrastructure and will lower fertilizer cost and nitrate runoff, reducing risk to growers, improving the environmental impact of agriculture, and facilitating the adoption of new markets such as sustainable aviation fuels that, according to Angela Kent, head of the project and professor in the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences. Now, researchers from North Carolina State University, the University of Arizona, and Oak Ridge National Laboratory were also involved. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.